for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, Manchester United are top of the English Premier League and there's no prizes for guessing who opened the scoring against his former club.
There's Raphael down the right-hand side, Rooney available in the middle, early cross into the centre, not cleared, Van Persie with a shot, he scores! And it just has to be like that, isn't it? 2.5 minutes gone, it's his first touch in the game.
Egyptian fans will get a rare opportunity to watch club football at the final of the African Champions League. And we'll hear why running out of fuel may have cost the Formula One world champion Sebastian Vettel his chances of winning the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. So first to the English Premier League, where Manchester United moved to the top of the table thanks to a 2-1 win over Arsenal at Old Trafford. Robin van Persie scored their opening goal in his first game against his former club since his $34 million move in the summer. The United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, thought United should have scored more. He wasn't impressed with their performance, and their defender Rio Ferdinand says that we're yet to see them at their best.
I don't think we've hit a purple patch yet, which we're really searching for. We played quite well today as a team, defended well, but getting it all in one package and doing it all in the 90 minutes at the right times, we're still aiming for that. And it'll come soon, don't worry.
Patrice Evra scored United's second, and Santi Cazorla scored a consolation for Arsenal after Jack Wilshere was sent off for two bookable offences. The Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, thought the red card wasn't deserved.
It looked harsh from the stand, the second yellow, but we had to go forward, you know, and to attack. They were more in a position where they could defend, and we had not a lot of central midfielders who are offensive on the bench. We were a bit lucky in one or two occasions in the second half on just to be 1-0 down.
Chelsea had the chance to regain top spot in the table, but they conceded a late equaliser to Swansea City in a 1-1 draw. Victor Moses' header gave Chelsea the lead, but Pablo Hernandez levelled the game 2 minutes from time to rescue a point for the Swans. The Chelsea manager, Roberto Di Matteo, was frustrated his side couldn't hold on to their lead.
We're disappointed, obviously, that we couldn't quite hang on to the lead that we had and conceded just a couple of minutes before the end of the game.
It's been a tough week, really, for the club. Has that taken a toll, you think, on the players?
Well, it's certainly been demanding for us, playing two games against United, going two extra time as well on Wednesday, and come away here at Swansea, you know, on 3 days after that and play. I think we weren't probably as brilliant as we've been in the past, but nevertheless, we managed to go ahead, and it's a shame that we couldn't close the game off.
Manchester City maintained their unbeaten start to the Premier League season, but had to settle for a point from a goalless draw at West Ham United. City's best first-half chance saw Mario Balotelli miss from point-blank range, but the visitors improved after half-time, and Tevez and Gareth Barry wasted good opportunities before the end of the match. It was the first time the City have failed to score since April. Their manager, Roberto Mancini, says they have to be more clinical in front of goal.
We had 65% of ball possession, 22 shoot, maybe not a lot in goalie, but we play with three strikers. We tried everything to win, but sometimes it's like this, you don't score. I repeat, also against Swansea, we missed three or four chances in the second half, against Ajax, the same. If we don't score, don't win. This is the football.
Elsewhere in the English Premier League, Tottenham Hotspur suffered a shock defeat at White Hart Lane as Ben Watson scored the only goal of the game to give Wigan a second successive Premier League win. Gabriel Agbonlahor ended his run of 28 league games without a goal by scoring Aston Villa's winner at Sunderland. It finished one goal apiece. And substitute Steve Sidwell rescued a point for Fulham with a 90th minute equaliser against Everton, which finished 2-2. Marouane Fellaini scored both of Everton's goals. And Norwich City beat Stoke City 1-0. Now to Sunday's action, and Liverpool play host to Newcastle United, looking for only their second league win at Anfield this season. Brendan Rodgers' side are 13th in the table. They were dumped out of the League Cup by Swansea in front of their home crowd in midweek, leaving their manager under pressure.
The supporters have been unbelievable. They understand the game, they understand football, they understand football. They understand the game, they understand football. They understand that we're in that moment of transition, and I've got to say, their patience. You know, this football club in this calendar year alone has only won 3 games at home in the league, that is. So if you come to Anfield and you witnessed a game, you would never ever think that. The support that they've given the team and the time I've been here has been absolutely incredible.
And the other game on Sunday sees Queen's Park Rangers take on Reading. Both sides are looking for their first league win of the season. Elsewhere in Europe, Barcelona remain unbeaten in La Liga this season after a comfortable 3-1 victory over Celta Vigo. Adriano, David Villa and Jordi Alba got the goals for the home side. Real Madrid also won, beating Real Zaragoza 4-0 at the Bernabeu. Meanwhile, in Italy, AC Milan cruised to a 5-1 home win over Chievo in Serie A, and Inter Milan won 3-1 at Juventus. And in the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich cruised past the host Hamburg 3-0 on Saturday to go 7 points clear at the top of the table. Now, it's a huge weekend in African football with the first leg of the African Champions League final later on Sunday between Al Ahly of Egypt and Esperance of Tunisia. For only the second time since the Port Said tragedy, football fans in Egypt will be allowed into a stadium to watch a game after 74 supporters died during violent clashes between fans of Ahly and Al Masry in February. Ahly fans have said they won't return to watch their team until they feel justice has been served. Here's our reporter in Cairo, Ines Mazar.
Fans will definitely turn out in this game, and we expect not a very high spectator turnout, because you are speaking about a 90,000 seat Borg Al Arab Stadium, and the Ministry of Interior is only allowing 20,000 seats to be filled by fans and supporters, and probably they refused all efforts from Al Ahly to increase this number to 30,000, and they said that they will probably send around 10,000 soldiers in order to make some crowds in the stadiums for more support of Al Ahly. But definitely there will be fans. The ones who are not attending are the fanatic fans, or the ones called the ultras, whom victims were at Port Said. These are the ones who are against attending this game.
Ines Mazar reporting from Egypt. Now to motorsport here on the BBC World Service. And running out of fuel could have cost Red Bull Sebastian Vettel his chances of extending his lead at the top of the Formula One Drivers' Championship at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The BBC's Jonathan Ledyard has the details.
Like Lewis Hamilton at the Spanish Grand Prix in May, Vettel fell foul of the Formula One rule, which requires drivers to have at least a litre sample for official tests. Vettel had stopped out on the track. Race stewards took 4.5 hours to study the evidence and reached their decision to exclude Vettel, but allow him to start from the back of the grid. Subsequently, however, Red Bull announced that Vettel would start from the pit lane, thus enabling mechanics to investigate the problem. His closest title rival, Fernando Alonso, will now start 18 places ahead of him on row 3, with every chance of cutting into his 13-point lead.
Well, McLaren's driver Lewis Hamilton will start on pole for that race. Now to tennis, and Jerzy Janowicz has reached the final of the Masters 1000 event in Paris. That's after a straight sets victory over the home favourite Gilles Simon. The Polish qualifier will play the fourth seed David Ferrer. Finally to basketball, and in the NBA, Brook Lopez scored 27 points to help the Brooklyn Nets to a 107-100 victory over Toronto on Saturday to get them off to a winning start in their new $1 billion home arena. The Nets' original scheduled opener against uptown rivals the New York Knicks was postponed from Thursday because of the damage caused by Storm Sandy. Elsewhere, Chris Bosh scored 40 points and Ray Allen sank the winning basket while being fouled with 6.7 seconds remaining to give the Miami Heat a 119-116 win over the Denver Nuggets. And Allen joined from Boston in the offseason. He hit six three-pointers to finish with 23, while LeBron James scored 20 as Miami bounced back from a 20-point loss on Friday at New York. Don't forget to join Caroline Barker for Sports World from 16 hours GMT. She'll have full commentary of Liverpool against Newcastle United. And then from 1800 GMT, it's Sports World Have Your Say, your chance to have your say on the weekend's sporting action. For now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.